But Rachel, 我since last month 我去cultivate 在 daily，我发现到when 我在走路什么的时候哦，most of the time 是away from 那个就在那个 heart 那边这样子，它是 silent 这样子，就是要每天这样子 continuous 啊。
No，你不要 try to know， you just do， just do。Don't try to know. Let it stabilize. When it stabilize until throughout the day without effort, you are aware. Even at the heart area, you just relax. Relax. Don't try to maintain there. Maintain there is a still a tight or very subtle holding on the stress there. Where you try to be there, but initially no problem. Where you have the anchor is somewhere. But later on, no need. The mind enters the tea already. It's already aware. It's already aware. So you just do until the mindfulness become very, very stable. The sati sampajana. The sampajana also very important because that clear comprehension will keep you on the path. Because without clear comprehension, you will become complacent. You will be like deceived by the ten defilement of insight and all those things. So sometimes the condition can arise to either test you or let you think that as if you have done it, like the continuous mindfulness, I remember it come. Then after that, after a few months or what, it suddenly one day disappear. Like you cannot do, you know? You feel like very awkward, like what is happening? How come now suddenly the thing? But it's actually a test. Well, when you start to doubt, when you start to have worry, what happened? Then of course you will start to reflect and connect. But you have the wisdom and the understanding, you will not be affected. Then the moment you realize it's a test, you just persevere. And then it will come back. It will come back. You just relax, maintain awareness, then it will come back. And then you will move into the mainstream to cultivate again. And then that time, all your whatever obstruction would have been more or less gone. More or less gone. Then that time, your cultivation become like very smooth, very soothing. It's very according to the whatever nature's condition. Then it will become very beautiful. So these are the things that you have to understand, then bear in mind when you are doing the cultivation. So stability of daily mindfulness is sati sampajana, very clear. Sampajana means clear comprehension. Clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. That one I think you can do it already. And the only thing is the 10 defilement of insight when it comes. It may try to like distract you or trap you because you have been sincere, your faith, you're diligent, and you persevere, you just do, you are very sincere. You are not there to do it for ulterior motive. Then domain of meditation also, by now, you all should know already. It can be done anytime, anywhere, any place, under any circumstances. Even when you are threatened with life and death situation or what, you can still be in the meditative state. You can still be in the domain of meditation. No problem. There is no fear, no worry, no anxiety arising. You can just maintain that state. Then the next one is clear comprehension of the suitability. Now, the most important time is now. Most important people are the people around you. And the most important place is that locality that you are in. So clear comprehension or suitability will prevent your thought from thinking of the past, recalling the unhappy fear when you project into the future. So thinking of the past and projecting in the future always happen to the unenlightened being, people who are not peaceful. They think a lot, then they worry a lot. So all their thought process is either they project into the future and trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, or they recollect the unhappy past, the phobia, all those things, or their whatever negativity of mind state that they experience. So all these scars of memory, everything, they will condition your wrong thought, the heedless thinking. So that suitability, clear comprehension will allow you to understand the most important time is now, the present moment. That's why you maintain awareness. The most important people are the people around you. These are the people you can do something, help or what. Of course, you can also radiate love and metta to people that are not around you, but your mind has the ability, so you can do. Then the most important place is the place you are in. Do not go and think of other thing, other place when you are at that place. When you are at that place, the clear comprehension of the environment, that nature, everything that arises within the senses, then you can be with the moment, you can live. You can experience everything, the pristine beauty and wonders of whatever phenomena or condition that is around there. So clear comprehension of suitability has that ability to keep you within the correct cultivation so that you will not deviate. Then the last one is non-delusion. Not to be deceived by the 10 defilements of insight or any thought process that can make you complacent. The thought process that make you think, oh, I already done it. I think that's it. I'm already one. That one can also entangle cultivator. That's why this four type of clear comprehension will keep you to the cultivation, prevent you from deviating. But more important is the stability of sati. That one most important. And sampajana will come in. When you understand through sati clearly, the sampajana become automatic. You can see them, the beauty of the sampajana, how it prevents deviation and all those things. A daily religious routine is actually the complete daily mindfulness and activity. That one is very important because sati sampajana is needed to actually penetrate the. After that, the four foundation of mindfulness is another stage of cultivation, especially the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why that phase is unending. That phase is a very long, continuous cultivation. Then that one will move into Dhamma in daily life, the Bodhisattva way, everything. That's how they are all related, the essential Dhamma, everything. They are all related. And the whole cultivation is actually sati, sampajana, with the formal meditation to stabilize that nature, that awareness nature, to locate the gateway to do the internal consciousness transformation. So formal meditation is mainly to do that than to realize a cessation for a longer time. Whereas the daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, the glimpse of nibbana or cessation can happen during daily mindfulness. Then when you sit, it becomes very easy. When you go into the formal meditation, it becomes very easy. So you should alternate between these two. Then initially, just do. Don't try to know. Then when the daily mindfulness stabilizes and transforms, you will understand. You will be able to see whatever that you never see before. And then your contemplation will become different. And you listen to the Dhamma again, read the Sutta again. It will be different again. The penetrative understanding will keep on evolving, evolving. And you will become very stable after that. And then when you become very stable, you realize you can express it already. When people ask you anything or what, you realize you can share, you can explain. But of course, initially, you still need training. Yeah? You may not have that stability or skill to impart that teaching or that understanding to normal people. But over time, you will have the ability. Then as you later on, you have the condition, you decide to help people, then you can see all these things happening. The more you develop the ability to help people, you realize you also learn through helping them. You learn. You also develop the understanding of it, because people are of different karmic background. And the way they experience this first noble truth reality and get themselves entangled, everyone is different. Then the way they respond, the way they ask questions, the way they cannot come out of it, everyone is different. Then you realize it's not always one size fit all. Different people, you need to give different advice because they are different karmic background. They are at different stages of life. They cannot understand you. So the normal understanding, you cannot apply just blanket to everybody, like one size fits all. You cannot. You have to see their condition. Sometimes when there is no condition, you just let it be. Because if it's meant to be, the condition will appear again. So all this is learning about cause and effect, causes and conditions. That's why without going the Bodhisattva way to integrate and interact with many people to help people to share all this, you cannot develop the full understanding of the nature's law that governs life and existence, especially the law of dependent origination, paticca samuppada, law of mind, behavioral science, and all those things. So all this will become the full spectrum of cultivation. So because of today's condition, I can explain all this so that the full picture is clearer. But this understanding is something that you all will be able to add on to what you have learned earlier on. So hopefully, after you listen to today's sharing, the whole spectrum of cultivation become much clearer and more complete. So luckily, because of your condition, you ask, then my nature can share. So what you are going through is, of course, initially you try to now give more emphasis to the daily mindfulness, sati, sampajana, that cultivation, which is very good, which is correct. But don't try to know, just do. Do until very stable. Then you will understand. Then after that, you find out. You go back to your former meditation. It becomes very easy. And you can do very differently. That time, the new understanding will actually make you different again. Then based on what I shared today, I think is already a very complete spectrum of cultivation that you can develop to understand and just do it. Okay, so
yeah. Okay, yeah, very good. Sadhu. Okay. 我一直在 inquire 这整个的这个 daily 是要怎样的走。
It's part of the thing. But that's only one small part. After that, the daily mindfulness, the stability of it, 要做到它自己 become a part of you. Throughout the day, the mind is in sati. Means you are always aware. That's why that sati sampajana become very stable. Then that time your spiritual faculty is unshakable. That time your understanding, your sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya, especially panya, become very different again. They are like become balas, power. Then they start to unfold. They start to manifest. and your cultivation move to a different phase again. So all these are the movement that normal cultivator cannot understand. If they cannot even reach that stage of balas without the awareness-based meditation, that wisdom, that Avijja Sutta's steps of cultivation, they cannot do it. Then after that, the four foundation of mindfulness, it has to be done. Then only the whole thing become different. So when you do the four foundation of mindfulness, the final one, Dhammanupassana, mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths and its three turning, and that is the Bodhisattva way already, the full cultivation already. That one is the perfection of virtue, wisdom, everything already.